Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And just thank you. Thank you for this word this morning, Lord. As I read it, I was very much like Jacob, deceived and not seen. And so I had to wrestle with you. And thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes, Lord, to see like Israel. And now I just thank you, Lord, that by the power of your Spirit, not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit, help me to put this word across, Father God, to lift up and motivate your people, Father God, your called out ones, your ecclesia, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 9 from verse 6 to 9. Don't suppose for a moment, though, that God's word has malfunctioned in some way or other. The problem goes back a long way. From the outset, not all Israelites of the flesh were Israelites of the spirit. It wasn't Abram's sperm that gave identity here, but God's promise. Remember how it was put. Your family will be defined by Isaac. That means that Israelite identity was never racially determined by sexual transmission. But it was God determined by promise. Remember that promise when I came back next year? At this time, Sarah will have a son.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, the first thing, like I said as I prayed, I struggled to understand what's going on here. And then the first thing that just came across and that there is we need to see what the beauty that is happening is here. Is that the word is having effect, that God's predestined plan is having effect. How's it having effect? That Paul was a Jew and he's now saved. And the disciples were all Jews and they are now also saved, true Jews, circumcised in the heart, and their praise is from God. So here we got the right picture here. And that picture goes back right to the time of before he even was a Israel. Jacob had to come away, realize he needs help, realize he's not where he's at, he's a deceiver, he's missing the mark, and then he had to wrestle with the Lord. And from that wrestling with the Lord comes the understanding, the truth, the goodness of God comes through, and boom, he's changed to Israel. So there we see the first, this is why not all of Israel are Israel. But it's those that come aside and then wrestle with Jesus, because Jesus is the door into the kingdom. He's the firstborn among many brethren. So to be a brother or a sister, we need to come through Jesus. Amen. There's no entering the kingdom but through Jesus. So there, that is the whole thing. And that's exactly what happened with these disciples. These disciples, including Paul, they were all at one time Israelites, Jews, natural Jews, natural birth. But then either the Lord came and met them or he knocked them off the horse like Paul. But the whole ingredients, what had to happen was come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And that come follow him was the prerequisite to the promise, I will make you fishers of men. So the promise, I'll make you fishers of men. And then we can see these guys had come out of from being natural Jews to following Jesus, and then Jesus showing them the way, preparing them in every way, and then dying for them, and then ruling and reigning, gave them the Spirit so that they could then be in tune and in the kingdom. So that is a big reality. And then we come now. And we also walk in the same footsteps. There's no, we can't be children of promise if we don't wake up to the promise. And that promise came across as well with Abram. It was said to Abram, you will have a child. And then we see him going in the natural to try to have children. And sadly, this, all these natural children is what we sitting with having war now in the Middle East. But then the beauty again is his disciples. They are the spiritual children. And they're representing Isaac. Isaac was the one that the Lord promised. That is where your descendants would be seen through him. And Isaac was a type of Jesus, because we see even there when Abram was told to go sacrifice his son, but then it was stopped. The God had stopped it, and then it was declared so beautifully, because of what his obedience, Jesus is going to pay the price on the mountains of Moriah, on Gilgal, and he would be the savior then to set apart true Jews, to set apart offspring of Abram, true children of Abram, people of faith that would then walk with their God, know their God, and make their God known. So this is the picture. So we've got the wonderful picture of the true Jews, and then the Jews that are still in the natural, that still need to be enlightened and come out. And then it's the same with everyone in the nations. But it's wonderful. I was just reading the beautiful prophecy there of the promise to Abram that on this mountain, I will provide a sacrifice, I will provide a savior, and that's happened. And then it goes on to say so beautifully that the offspring of that sacrifice, the offspring of that waking up to the reality of what has come in Jesus, is what's going to affect the nations, is going to be a light to the world out there. So no, we are the called out ones, and we are the children of the true children of Abram, living by faith, and therefore we've got to stand fast in the relationship, in the obedience, in the promises. And it's through these great and precious promises we escape the corruption that is in the world. So I've got a couple of scriptures here to share with you. The first one there is what makes the difference, what takes us out of this world into the kingdom of God, is being followers. Follow me, Jesus says. And we saw the disciples follow and then enter the kingdom. And then Jesus said, lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. And so it's the same with us. And then you've also got the wonderful prophetic word there of the God providing for us in every way in Jesus. And it's all come to pass now in that we have come to Mount Zion. Hebrews 12:22. Mount Zion is the kingdom. And that's so that we can now hear the Lord, walk with the Lord, and be a part of the family of the Most High God. The prophets of old and the apostles and the angels and Jesus and the Father. And this is a kingdom that is here, that is shaking the whole world. Amen. Bringing everything to its knees. And then I also just shared some beautiful things. I looked in Psalm 119. About the promises, what it says about the promises. Now, the promises is all in Jesus. All the promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And through these great and precious promises, we escape the corruption that is in the world. And so in Psalm 119, you can see there the promise is speaking about looking to the Lord and hearing from the Lord. And even in the nighttime, wrestling with him like Jacob did, that made him Israel. And then seeking those promises early in the morning. And so if you're in the promises, you're not a problem. And if you're in the promises, the problem has been dealt with. So stay in the promises. And the promise is in Jesus, in relationship, in obedience, in staying in the light as he's in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.